Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking about why it's the perfect time to start a blog. So it's been about 5 years since I started blogging and 3 years since I started the podcast. And I feel like it's been something, both are platforms that have helped me stay in the rhythm of creating content because they're both things that I, you know, I own. So I'm going to get into the reasons why I think it's the perfect time to start it now. And I think people are a little discouraged because they feel like, oh, I've missed the boat on blogging. But no, you haven't. And so I'm going to tell you why. All right. The first thing is everyone is not doing it. Everyone is not creating or maintaining a blog. There were a few people that I knew that had blogs when I first started with my blogging 5 years ago, and most of them do not still have a blog. And the reason being that it's a little harder than it looks. So think of it as like you kind of invest some time in the beginning with your blog, and then it gets easier over time once you figure out your rhythm. So by doing that, by getting a blog going and knowing that not everyone is doing it, you're going to be able to differentiate yourself from the rest, right? So everybody has an Instagram and they're focusing so much on, you know, making sure they post what they post, when they post, and focusing on, oh, the post didn't perform well. And it becomes kind of maddening and it can also be discouraging and doesn't kind of allow you to just focus on being creative. So by having a blog, you're just differentiating yourself from the crowd of everyone just having an Instagram, and you're kind of building something that is your own. So along with having something that's your own, you have like, you know, we can talk about that more. You have then a home base. So you have a site, your blog can be where you put most of your content. And what I do is, since I don't feel the pressure to post every day on my blog or even like every, you know, week, I kind of do like a roundup of posts on my blog. So I might have some Instagram posts or some TikTok reels or something like that. And I will go and kind of create a theme and tie it all together to have on my blog. And there's sometimes too that I post something on my blog that kind of expands on a caption that I had on an Instagram post. But I don't feel like my Instagram audience is going to be as interested in this. So I just have it on my blog. And then you have other readers who will visit your blog and start to kind of, you know, they'll consume your content. And then you can also, from your home base of your blog, you can pin all of your content on Pinterest. You can also take some of that info and put it on Amazon if they're Amazon products. There's all kinds of different things to do with having a blog as your home base and putting your media in a place, you know, so that it's not just stored on Instagram, which is so crowded, you know, with creators of all, you know, all types of creators. The other reason I think that this is the perfect time to start a blog is because you never know what you do now, what you create and what it can turn into, and it can change your life. So I've gotten a lot of opportunities because I have a blog and I have, you know, kind of a place where there's a coherent story about what I care about, what I'm into. And it gives you a chance to also, you know, write more and be more interesting and not just have snapshots on Instagram. So there's been, you know, some opportunities to create a blog post for a brand, for instance, or maybe you get noticed for a publication because they go and read your blog and they like, you know, the way you write or what you're about. So I feel like there's a lot of things that doors you could be opening by having a blog to, you know, kind of really tell your story in a deeper way. And I think what's hard about just social media and for me at least, is there's times where I'm like, oh, do I want to post this on Instagram? I don't know, because I know my audience pretty well by now. I know what they respond to. I know kind of why they're there. And there's times where I feel like they're not going to want to have more, you know, kind of deeper conversations. So I don't post it there because that's not why they're coming to my page, right? But on your blog, you can create your categories, your content pillars, and you can have some deeper discussions about things you care about. And people can click on your blog or not, but you also can tap into like, you know, a lot more, you know, like a variety of readers and opportunities that can kind of match more your values, right? And what you're into. Versus Instagram, I think you become, it's hard to be dynamic because, yeah, people are just kind of going to a page for a certain thing. And even though the people say your niche is you, it does get where, you know, certain people kind of want something from you. And so I know that and I don't mind it. So when I want to expand on something, my blog is the perfect place to put that. And I can just mention it in an Instagram post. And if they want to read more about it, you know, they can go and head over to the blog. The other reason I think it's the perfect time to start a blog is because when you have your own home base, you have your own platform, you don't have to, you know, compare to anybody else. So whenever I'm feeling maybe a little burnt out on Instagram or, you know, TikTok or whatever, I can just go back to my blog and mess around with it, revamp some things. I can go back to old posts and refresh it. And nobody, you know, there's no consequence to that, right? No, nobody's going to start, you know, unliking something, right? In fact, I think it's the opposite. I actually have people who will like a post or within the blog world that I was like, oh, I didn't know people would find this that interesting. So you just never know. So I feel like it's a great place to kind of play around and reduce the noise, the white noise of social media, and to build something meaningful. And think of it as a long game, right? So by you building your blog, not worrying about comparison as much, you're building a kind of a, you know, a story about what you care about, what you value. And then again, you never know who will stumble upon it. And then because they'll see like, okay, you have your Instagram or you have your TikTok, and then they can see this other side of you and it's more depth, then that makes you maybe a more attractive, influencer or blogger for a particular opportunity. So I feel like there's nothing to lose really with creating a blog. It's just putting in the effort and kind of, you know, keeping it up when you don't have people clapping for you and kind of making it like this thing that you're like, I'm going to store all my content there, because you just never know with social media if your stuff's going to get hacked or blocked or whatever. So you have your own space and place to do all your creating. All right. So those are my reasons why this is the perfect time to start a blog. We talked about everyone is not doing it, as opposed to social media. Everybody's posting on like Instagram and TikTok, and it's because it's a little harder than it looks. The other thing we talked about is that it's your home base, so you don't have to worry about an algorithm. You can just have all of your different content in a different theme or a roundup so that it's accessible at any time. And then we talked about that it can change your life. You could have some opportunities come along because you have a deeper story. You've developed an online presence that goes beyond a post, a square, or a 15-second video. So I hope that this episode has given you the nudge to go and create your blog, go relaunch it, go look at it, and I can't wait to see what you create.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at LiveByViv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.